Hey guys, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Secrets podcast. I'm your host, Natasha Graziano. Today in the studio, we have the number one vocal coach in the world. He is one of the most sensational humans. He is so good at what he does. He has a voice of an angel. His energy just walks in the room before him. He has coached some of the biggest artists that you can imagine today, from J-Lo to Lenny Kravitz to Coldplay to Kelly Rowland. I mean, Selena Gomez, everybody you can think of and more. Welcome to the show, Stevie Mackey.
Thank you.
Yes. You are such an angel with that voice.
Thank you, Natasha.
So happy to be here with you.
I'm so comfortable. I feel like I'm at home already just talking to you.
Good. I mean, the minute I see you, I'm like, we know each other from another life. It's funny that because when you meet some people you actually know, you're like, oh, this is somebody that I know. It's not like it's, oh, nice to meet you. And you have those moments when you meet someone and you definitely feel like, hi, like it's the first time I'm ever meeting your soul.
Right. It's interesting just meeting someone and saying, oh, that person feels kind of like home.
Yes.
Like I've known them, like I understand them. And that's what I encourage people to do. Find your home. And it's not usually where you're born.
It isn't. That's so interesting. We were talking about this the other day. And home is where the heart is.
Yeah.
Home is, it will guide you to a place, but you don't need to be stuck in one geolocation.
No.
Home will guide you to somewhere else. What was that for you?
I believe home is where people understand you.
Preach,
it's where people understand you.
Okay.
Come on.
Keep
singing. It's where your mind goes if you just left it in the middle of a room. Where does it kind of go?
Yes.
Where does your soul go naturally?
Wow.
That is your home. Where you're born is usually your parents' home. And so you have to realize you have to find your own sometime.
This is so interesting because I moved across the world, right? I lived in the UK. And I said, I love you, family, but I got a bigger calling right now.
Yeah.
I got to go to America and I got to get...
You're funny.
And I got to get on the plane and I got to go and be a fob. And I was fresh off the boat and I was like, I've got to do this.
Did God tell your whole family that you had to go, or did he just tell you think?
So that's interesting. My mom says her purpose in life, above all the children that she's had, I'm the oldest of five, and she said, my purpose was to birth you. So whatever you're calling, I know. So she said her purpose was to birth me. And she says, and on TV, she said before, I apologize to all the rest of my beautiful kids, but that's my purpose right there, her. So she said to me, as soon as I said, Mama, I've got to go to America, she said, I knew it. And I'm so sad.
Moms know.
She said, I'm so sad, but you have to go.
Yeah, that's real love. I'm sad, but you need this.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's so powerful.
Selfless.
Mm-hmm. So many people aren't selfless in today's world. You're one of the most selfless humans. I can feel it, I can tell. You're so giving. You train people, which is an art. Like, let's start with music. You are, how did you even know that you were gonna be this? Like, you're named after your father. You're such a powerful being. Music, what is music to you?
Music doesn't really make sense. That's why I know there's a spiritual world, because it's not necessary that we sing. It's not necessary that anyone sings. I can survive my whole life and not sing and just talk. But the fact that we were given a gift of music shows that we have a creator and that we are much bigger than ourselves. We get to make music. And both of my parents sing. And they're so cute. They sing, they play piano and sing, and to this day they've been married forever, and they're really cute. And I grew up around rehearsals and practice and choir rehearsal and church and singing. It was not foreign to me. Mm-hmm. I thought everyone sang. I didn't know you can choose to not sing. I thought everyone, it was kind of like those little Disney movies where people just like, good morning, hello, how are you? You know, it's just one of those families. We sing.
That's so beautiful.
We sing. It's annoying sometimes, but yeah, it's very beautiful.
And that's how you woke up. Like, you wake up in the morning and it would just be like music.
Yeah. It was just pianos, singing, rehearsals.
I love that. My favorite evenings are those evenings where you have like
the
piano in the home and like someone's playing. I play the piano.
Classical.
Okay. I play classical. Yes.
Little British girl.
Yes. Playing classical music. And
I was raised. I had great music teachers, great music mentors.
It was in your family.
It was in my family. So that's why I chose to do this, to show people this can happen. My home can feel like you're home. I want you to come over and feel like you have support.
So when you started to feel that calling and started to know that you wanted to help others, and essentially what you're doing, which I broke down before I met you, I was like, this guy does essentially what the biggest people with the biggest callings do. The biggest callings, and I feel like that was placed on my heart too, which is why it's so interesting. My calling is to inspire others to go on and inspire their communities. You inspire the people that you work with, and they have the biggest platforms in the world. So you are enabling the biggest stars to help millions of people and inspire them through what they are doing. So your calling is so big.
It is. And that's why I wake up every day and I'm motivated. Right. I'm not a self-motivated person.
Right.
I find my motivation in motivating others.
Right. Yes.
That makes me feel like I have purpose.
Oh, so I love
that. When I'm teaching, I'm like, yes, woo, I'm good. Like, I'm like, that's why I'm here. When I'm singing, I start singing first and then I feel it.
Love that.
I don't wait for the feeling. I start doing it first.
So for you, it's like you just know how to make them the best of who they are.
Yes.
And then let's talk about that. Like, it's an art form. Like, you sing perfect pitch. Your voice is just like, like, I can listen to you all day. You,
yeah.
Oh my God. I love to sing. Like, it's so fun. And when you train people, you train them to have that spice and have that energy. Like, J-Lo is one of the biggest artists in the world. And, you know, you've coached her. It's incredible to like witness and see. And I mean, your Instagram's filled with all this stuff. What is it that you're adding? What's the essence? What's this magic sauce? And obviously that's like a very interesting question.
Yeah, it is an interesting question, because I really just find the song that's inside of you, the voice that's already there.
Right.
It's finding that and then bringing it out of you. So if there's a song that hits me while you're singing, I'm like, that's it. It's already there. It's not me assigning.
Right.
It's me discovering what's already there and pulling it out of you and saying, this is the best of you. I get to see the best of people every day. Every day. And I thank God I get to see the best of people, because I have to believe in you for this to work.
Yeah.
I have to believe you. I have to see you on stage in my mind.
Wow.
And so I believe in people for a living. I see them on stage. I see them doing this. I see them becoming better. I hear their voice becoming better. I hear them becoming stronger and more confident. So I get to see this every day. And I find it, I dig around. It's like digging out of a cave. You see a little light, you start digging there. That's where I go. And I'm like, okay, we're gonna work right here.
Wow.
And then you expand that little by little.
Wow, so it's like just keep moving forwards with it and keep finding the crevices and like seeing
the magic.
There's
a story already there.
Yeah.
The number one thing is story. If you're a good storyteller, you just add notes and timing to that, and that's singing. So there's a story already in everyone. So there's a story there. How do I find that story? Because you have to be believable.
Wow. How does a singer go on stage, Beyonce, and perform for hours, dancing, singing? How does she do that? How does
it start? It's years and years and years in the making. Years of hard work. She's been rehearsing since she was a little child. It's the habits that develop the character. And it's the habits that develop the muscles. And so this is years of training and will. And so it's life pulling you, and your calling being so important to you, and your responsibility, your self-responsibility, knowing that you're changing the world. And you get up there and you don't even question it. You're like, this is why I'm here. And you have to be fearless. You have to have the courage, and you have to be fearless.
I love the word
You have
fearless.
To love it more than you fear it. Because it is scary. It's scary to get up and perform and sing. It's scary, but you have to love it. The love has to outweigh the fear.
I get it. So there's a really beautiful question, quote thing that I love to talk about. And it says, what would you do today if the fear of failure didn't exist? If you weren't scared of failing, what would you do? What would you do
People
today?
Should write that down. 100%. I believe in writing everything down.
Write that down.
Write it down.
We love it.
Yes.
Write that down. Okay, let's. So what's your favorite quote? Give me some of your favorite, because you said something beautiful. You're talking about numbers and you spoke about the Bible. Like, what are your favorite things that you live by?
Just trust in God. We can't do it all ourselves. We cannot be God. Thank goodness we can't be God.
No.
We have to trust God.
Okay.
God has us.
Uh-huh.
He will take care of us. I know that. I know it 100%. And so trusting God, God gave us this gift of music, and it is absolutely life-saving.
It is. Music is everything.
It's the most powerful thing in the world. And it's just music.
Right.
It's not like I'm trying to get people to Mars or anything. It's just music.
Do you like binaural beats? I love that.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, I'll go for
it. Come on.
I love it. I listen to them every night when I go to sleep. Yes. I have my binaural beats. I have maybe a blend of like eight. It's like a potion. An 888 with a 432 and like a 5-2 something. Ooh, that's magic. When the three come together and it's like the blend of what it does in your brain.
Speaking about numbers, it's so interesting learning sound waves and the distance between waves, and that was something Mr. Hertz was very good at, and you know, really going into, okay, let's name the distance between electromagnetic waves and the waves we're finding in the universe. What are these waves, and how do we how do we name the distance between them and come up with a system, a worldwide system? And it's a really cool thing to study the actual patterns that notes make.
Oh, I love it. And also I feel like when this music is on, when you're feeling the energy of particular beats, you can get into a different frequency.
Yeah.
I healed my body. I was really sick at one point after I had my baby and I was listening to the music and it got me out of the hospital because I was listening to the 432 healing frequency. And then I was able to like tap into that energy and start to like heal my body. I was able to tap into that feeling of like, wow, I can heal, and this frequency heal me. So when you talk about music, it's not just so beautiful to our ears. It heals your body.
And it heals your mind.
It goes it's into therapy. Your, right, doesn't
it's,
it?
It's therapy.
What do you listen to when you want to heal your mind?
I was saying earlier, I love gospel music.
Oh,
gospel
yes.
Gospel choirs. There's nothing like gospel music. Right. I put on Kirk Franklin, the Winans, Commissioned, the Clark Sisters, Daryl Coley. I'll go through my gospel playlist, but it's so amazing what gospel music can do because there's a sense of hope behind it. And it's, you know, when Black people were coming out of slavery, music started changing. You know, we went from kind of the darker spirituals to a sound of hope and freedom. And that's when gospel really is the sound of assurance, and it will take you to the next level. Put on a gospel playlist, y'all. The world needs it.
Amen.
The world needs it.
Amen. Preach. I love that.
I love cinema music. I love, you know, music from movies, soundtracks.
I listen to soundtracks all the time. What's your favorite?
Oh my gosh. Right now I'm listening to How to Train Your Dragon. I love that soundtrack, and I love, you know, Back to the Future and Jurassic Park.
I listen to Titanic on repeat for the last 15 years all the time. It's my alarm, and I have it on a playlist, and people, the whole album by James Horner, the whole, you just get me in my zone. That's when I manifest. I listen to that, and there's the music when they're on the ship and it's about to sink, and everyone else in the house like, the fuck is this? And I'm like, it's when the ship's sinking at the Titanic. And
people focus on music that has words so much, but there's something very special in music that does not have words.
Right. There is, isn't there?
There's something that it can tell you more. Music without words can say more than music with words.
I can hear the ship sinking. I can literally hear the ship sinking, and I can hear that moment where they all come together in love, like knowing nothing else matters in the world apart from the connection of what you've built. And it's so powerful, and they're in that zone, and I'm like, I just love it.
Someone designed that, you know? James designed that to design that just for you, to make you feel this, to make you feel that. And if you can do that without visuals, just music, that's a gift. That's magic. That's an amazing blessing.
That's music.
Yeah. That's really special to be able to make people feel and see things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's so powerful. When you're doing your music and you're singing and you're going into it, do you feel like it's channeled? Like, where's it coming from? Because you sing, you technically are writing all the time.
Yeah.
So where's it coming from?
If I knew where it was coming from, I'd go there more often. But it's definitely coming from above. It's a gift from heaven. It's a gift. And I know when something comes to my mind, I'm responsible for it. So when I hear it in my dreams, or when I hear it, I go to my voice memo or I go to the keyboard and I...
And you just start writing.
Yeah. It has to come out. This is a responsibility.
Oh, I agree.
We are responsible for every gift that comes to us.
Yes.
And so I take it seriously. You know, even if it's 5 a.m., I wake up like, oh, what is this melody? And I'll just throw it down in my voice memo. Yeah. Yeah.
So what, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, no, for real.
It's like, true. And you don't get to choose all the time when that happens. Stuff just hits you. It hits you. And that's a blessing. And you just, if you're not responsible for it, it'll stop happening.
Wow. So you have to like take that gift and use it. It's like intuition. It's like coming through you. It's like it wants to be birthed.
Yes.
It wants to be called and heard.
We are creators. We are created in the image of God. God is the master creator. We also have the ability to create. And that's a responsibility. And everyone does different things. So we are responsible to birth and to develop our talents.
How does somebody go for something that they really want to do, that they love passionately? Maybe somebody in the audience, they really want to get there. And they're sitting watching you, the number one in your craft. How do they go from being whoever they are right now to being the number one in their field? How do they go for that dream when they're scared? How do they become fearless like I've done and like you've done? Share with us that.
There's a journey that goes from competence to confidence.
Mm.
And you can't rush that, because if I start pushing confidence, say, be confident. If you haven't earned your confidence, that's arrogance.
Mm.
And you're just puffing yourself up.
Amen.
Oh, I got this. No,
yes.
You don't got it. You got to rehearse first.
Wow.
You got to learn first.
Wow.
So the competence is so important.
I agree.
Competence is knowing how to do what you're supposed to do.
Being the best at what you are.
Being the best. Learn your lyrics. Practice. What key do I sing this in?
Mm.
What part of my voice is this going to sit in?
Wow.
Am I on time?
Wow.
Let me rehearse. Let me go back. Let me do that again.
Uh-huh.
This is competence. When you hit the stage, you don't have to even try. It should be automatic.
That's how I feel. Like I go out there and they're like, do you prep your talk? No. Like 3 minutes before, I just know I'm going to hit the stage. And I'm like, I'm just there.
You really do that?
For real,
babe. You're so good.
I'm like, I tell people, I'll sit and I'll be like, give me a title right now. Okay, we have to make slides sometimes, so because that will add the power. But it's the music. I do my whole talk to music.
Really?
Yeah, like I play a big symphony. Like I would have a full orchestra. In fact, I'm going to do that.
You can have orchestra.
You just inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this artist called Ludovico Einaudi. He's an Italian composer. And I played him on the piano since I was young. And he wasn't famous when I started playing him. I was 12 years old and nobody knew him. Everyone would be like, who is that? Now he's in the biggest movies. His music is in every movie 10 years later. And I play everything he's playing in the movies because I learned it 15 years ago. So anyway, he's just been around for a long time. He's amazing. And the reason I mentioned him, I put his music behind my talks. And when I go out there, I hear the music and I do it to the music. It's like I'm preaching over the music. It becomes almost spoken word, but not necessarily rhyming. It just has a flow and energy. So I sit there and I just pour from here to there.
Right. It's a conversation.
Yeah.
It's a conversation you're having with music.
Yes.
And the music's giving you energy.
Yes.
You give it back.
100%.
And that's a journey. And then it takes what you're saying and magnifies it 100 times more. People can understand you, feel you, and they get emotional.
Yes.
Music makes you emotional.
It does make you emotional. Yeah. As soon as I see, usually when I go to a concert, I'm crying.
Yeah.
Okay, not rap and not hip hop once, because I'm just vibing
that's
in those.
Yeah,
but when I'm in any concert, forget whether it's Mariah, whether it's Usher, whether it's like Beyonce, the minute they do certain songs, I'm out. I'm like, bawling, crying, because they stir up some emotion in me.
Music reaches places that words alone cannot reach.
Church does that for me too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you say? I cried in the first 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
I went in. I cried for sooner than that. Like, I go in and I'm like bawling in tears. I find it so, because it's like moving me. And I feel like God's word is coming through me and I'm able to like evolve and go to the next level. And it's so powerful. And I feel like that's why music is so important to me. It's why I have so many artists on the show. Because music is like, I feel like I can experience that dream through them. I can experience what goes on in their heart and their minds and what they channel. It's why speaking to you is so powerful for me, because you live, breathe, and eat music.
It's so important to me.
Yeah.
I was listening to a song on the way over here, like a cinema soundtrack song I like, and I got emotional, and I was driving, and I was like, oh, let me just pull it together. And then I turned the corner and I saw a homeless man and my heart just broke.
No.
And I couldn't, I like had to like find my little tissue.
No way.
It just does, like, especially right. with music there. And then I see real life situations. That combination just got me just a mile down from here. I was like, all right, let me pull it together and pull it together, pull it together.
Yeah.
And it's just because music makes me feel real life in a whole different way.
It does. It moves mm-hmm. us. And that's why I believe that you are the number one vocal coach in the world, because you're able to bring that out of people. You're able to bring that to the world, which reaches, you've reached billions of people at this point. Think about it. Beyonce reaches this many, J-Lo reaches this many, like, or any of the people that you've helped or coached in whatever way, you know, you've guided them to be able to reveal that voice so that you can help millions and millions and millions of people, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people. Your light is so bright. That's why you shine so bright, because you're helping a billion people in this lifetime and have so much more to do.
It's true. When I look back, when we look back, we always think of our teachers. We never forget teachers.
Amen. Tell me who your teachers are, because I got a fun game for us.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I love
come on.
Teachers.
Who?
Oh my gosh. I mean, I had some great music teachers.
Yes.
Like just people who sacrificed for my voice, for my musicality.
Wow.
Who were there teaching me. These people were just incredible mentors.
Right.
And
right.
That's why I do what I do.
Who to you has been somebody that's been really impactful in your life? I would love to hear it. I wonder if it's any one of these three I'm thinking of. Quincy?
Quincy Jones.
Yep.
David Foster. My music teachers, Lloyd Mallory, Wayne Buckner, that taught me when I was in college and high school.
Wow.
And of course, my singing gods like Michael Jackson and Luther Vandross and you know, Whitney.
You met Michael?
No.
Neither did I. How did I miss that one?
I saw him one time. I was at the BET Awards and he came out to award James Brown. I was like,
oh my God. Is his light wild? His light's wild.
Oh, Michael was electric.
No, I know. You could see it.
Electric. You should have seen every rapper in there jumped up crying. It was incredible.
Gosh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay, if you could be sitting right now on a bench with a person living or dead, someone who you could have a conversation with, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Oh my gosh, that question, Natasha. Girl, I mean, I have had a conversation with Quincy Jones one night, and it was hours and hours and hours until the early morning. And it was one of the best conversations I've ever had. He knows so much, and I would love to have another one with him.
Oh.
He knew so much about people.
Yes.
Forget music. You got to study people. You got to study people more than you study music to understand how this works. And so he knew people. He traveled. He was familiar with how music connects with people.
So
he was
bad.
Very knowledgeable, and I would love to talk to him. I mean, and Ella Fitzgerald and Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, Da Vinci. We're going down the whole route.
I'm a scientist. At the end of the day, I'm more of a scientist than anything. I'm a little mad scientist of music.
I think
of myself as a scientist of music. I study what people like.
You do. It's like a concoction. Now I feel like that in life.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a cocktail. And you put it all together and like you mix it.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to play a game with you. It just came to me. You want to play a game? Everyone's
all
like,
right,
what game
go.
Is he about to do? Okay,
I know. I'm nervous.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you questions and you can reply, but sing it back. And you can sing it with emotion. Okay, so I'm going to ask you something. So, for example, if I say, how do you feel about love?
Oh, my God. I have a long way to go, but I know what true love is. I have some loving parents and so much loving family around me. And I'm so thankful for them every day. And my sister and my family, my cousins. We have so much fun in this life. And as the holidays approach, I know I'm going to see them soon. We're going to be together, yeah. We're going to be together, yeah. So don't take it for granted, the moments we share with our family.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry.
Okay, okay, so.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Why am I crying? This is so beautiful. Babe, your voice is amazing. It's just like what you sung about was just deep.
It is. It is. That's that's true, true love. True love of your family.
Okay. Fuck. Okay, another question. Pull it together. Oh my God. Okay. Okay, here we go. Next question. What's the next step for Stevie?
Okay. A little in my ADD brain. As much as we all like to act like we know what we're doing, I don't think any of us actually know exactly what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I want to be me times 100. What does that mean? I want to wake up every day and be more efficient, teach more people, reach more people.
Yeah.
I want to be able to do that.
It's beautiful.
As long as I can make a bigger difference in more lives.
Yes.
I mean, I would be the minister of music for the world if I could. Directing music for different situations and different conflicts and saying, this will heal this, this will heal this, this music will heal this. I think music has that power.
So beautiful.
And I think I would be in charge of getting people together to sing more together.
Mm.
That was something that was very popular for thousands of years. People sang together from the Bible days all the way to, you know, people weren't afraid. They sang to congregationally in bars and, you know, in churches and they in sports fields, you know,
right.
People sing to get on one accord. That's where that word comes from, one accord. And it's just one harmony, one sound, and you become united when you sing. And I think it's very powerful, and I think we should start singing together again.
Oh, amen. That is so beautiful. This is such a beautiful message. You have get-togethers in your home?
Yes.
Oh, I love them. Me too.
Yes.
You should come to one of mine.
Okay. I have Taco Tuesdays at my house.
You do?
We do Taco
Tuesdays. Wait, is it a Tuesday? What day is it?
I think it's yesterday because I had a taco.
No. It's Wednesday today?
Yeah.
Next week. Oh,
my God. I do Taco Tuesday. The best singers in the whole world come to my house.
I want to eat the tacos.
Yes, you do.
And I want to play a piano.
Yes, you do. Yes. We sing all night until the police come. And they come, and they're my friends too. So they come in and they're like, okay, let's go.
Okay, I'm coming to your Taco Tuesday, and then you come to my next housewarming.
Yes. Yes. That would be great.
Yeah, I have the coolest people. I have artists and like real life people who are just insanely cool. You'll know a lot of them.
Make everybody sing when I come over there.
Bubba, yes, because I'm getting a grand piano.
Get the grand piano.
I'm ordering a white grand piano as we speak.
Go down Steinway, get you a piano.
Get this sorted today. This is happening.
Piano, and then okay. I'll tell you the mic system to get for the piano.
I need something.
A live mic, not studio mic. Right. Just a live mic for the room.
Right.
And then I'll come over. We have a mic set up. This is a boom stand. You put that right there at the piano.
Done.
You have another mic set up for someone else. But we sing together, get on the piano and sing songs that everyone loves.
Babe, I love it. You know Scott Storch?
Yes.
He's just moved to LA.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
He sits when he came on my show. We played the piano for hours.
Legend.
Dang, that's a Drake. No, it's insane. No, but those are the kind of people.
That's how you bless your
house. Yeah, that's how I have. That's what I do. I have them all over.
That's a real blessing.
I love this. Okay, we're in the energy.
Yes.
We're going to do this. I'm so excited.
My home feels so good.
Does it?
It just feels good when I go home, no matter who's there, if it's just my dog and me. It feels good because of the blessings that have been repeated and rehearsed in that house. It feels good.
I love this. I have something for you I want to bring when I come to your home. Mm. It's a beautiful gift.
Okay.
And it's something that enhances the abundance of the home.
Mm.
It's life-changing. I won't tell you any more about it because I'll be surprised.
Okay. I love
but
this.
I know you're into this and you'll understand when you see it. It's like an ancient ritual and I'm going to bring it for you.
Wow.
Yes. It's something that was passed down to me.
Really?
Yes, but there are many of them. You can buy them. But it was taught to me.
Okay, don't tell
and
me.
Right, when I put it in my home, something changed.
I would like love. That.
The money flew in. Everything changed in my life a few years ago. I'm like,
yeah, it's you. It comes through you, and you said yes.
I did.
You said yes. You could have said no, and it's easy to say no.
Yes.
Family holds you back. This person holds you back. Love holds you back. This person.
Right.
No, you have people around you that push you. Amen. And support you.
Yes. Well, I feel like up. I'm the person that uplifts most people too. I feel like I'm the one, I feel like you're that too, yeah. where I show up and I feel like, so maybe I'm gonna be that in your life. Maybe I'm gonna uplift you as my friend.
I need it. Yes. I need it.
Yes, baby.
We okay. all need someone.
We do.
To lean on.
It's so beautiful. You're going to get me in my feels.
You just call on Natasha when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. Yeah. You just might have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Come on, Harmony.
My next choir. Guest is here, my girls. I love her, Lisa Vidal, choir. Singing in the studio with us too.
Come
oh my
on.
God. Oh my. I need him to be my coach. Oh,
hallelujah, yeah, no. I got your sister. Come on.
Everything I'm in turns into a music show, okay. I swear.
When you didn't know we were having church today?
No, I didn't know, but I'll just
Well, preach. Now you know.
Yes. Let's go. The energy. I know someone in here is feeling uplifted. Send this to your mom, your cousin, your aunt, your Absolutely. Dad, your dog, because this is going to help somebody today.
Absolutely.
This episode is one of my favorite I've ever done. Wow. You are so good.
Wow.
You are so powerful.
Like a little worship in the morning. It's it like you is. Get up. This will direct your whole day.
It will.
It did mine, you know?
Amen. Yeah, amen.
This made my whole day.
This made my whole day. I needed this today. I needed the light. I said, yeah. God, show me the joy today in yeah. all I see. Show me the wisdom in what I see when I was praying on the way here. I was mm-hmm. like, yeah, come on. Show me that joy because I need it today. I feel like some days we wake up and we just need that light.
Yeah.
And that's why I think people can actually engage with you. They can follow you. They can watch your work, your music. I think you're going to change a lot of lives, even outside of the music. You already are.
I hope so.
You're reaching so yeah. many people. Where can everybody follow you?
On Instagram, Stevie Mackey. TikTok, Stevie Mackey. YouTube, same thing.
I love
all
it.
The stuff, Stevie Mackey.
Okay.
And just find me, follow me. And I love, post your singing videos. You guys, get online. Don't be afraid. Post yourself doing what you do. It took a lot of work when I was young to get what I did out there. We didn't have this. Now with one device, you can post yourself, record yourself, right. release the album, do the whole thing.
Right.
Make people hear you.
I love that. I love that. I watched my man do that now every day. He's yep. like a yep. massive TikTok streamer.
Yep.
And he sits on there and people, just thousands of people tune in every yes. day just to watch him
we
sing.
We have the ability to do what used to right. take a lot of people, right. a lot of studio.
Right.
You needed a record contract. You needed this. Nowadays, it's up to us.
Right, I agree.
We have to reach the people and we can.
I agree. It's so powerful. Yeah. Okay, before we go, let's just sing one thing. What's on your heart to sing today?
I sing because I'm happy. And I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. I know he watches. I know he watches me.
Woo!
Yeah.
Amazing standing ovation. Oh my God, you are so good.
Thank you.
You are ridiculous. You are such a beautiful soul. Stevie, thank you for coming on the show today.
My new sister.
You are my brother in soul. You are my, I feel that in my soul. I feel like I just met my soul brother.
Yes,
I'm
yes,
so excited for your growth. I'm so excited for you to reach another billion people.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for all you're doing. And if I can ever support anything you're doing, call on me.
Because
I will go out of my way for my friends, for someone I love and care for. I will do anything to help them.
Thank you. Keep checking on me.
I'll check in on you, baby. I will. I promise. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed today as much as we have in the studio. We've had the best time. Stevie Mackey, the number one #1 vocal coach in the world. He's looked after more artists than probably most of us can even list in our vocabulary. I'm so excited for you to share this with your friends. Share this today with somebody that you know is going to uplift them. We all have that person that needs that uplifting today. Maybe your partner, maybe your friend, maybe your parent, maybe someone's going through something, or maybe they just want to bring out their best voice in speaking, in singing, in anything that they're doing. They just want to learn, and you know this is for them. Go and share that with 1, 2, 3, however many friends you feel that is on your heart today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I can't wait to see you again with another amazing guest next week. Thank you guys. See you soon.